This is Senator Al Simpson. Many Americans want to pitch in and recycle, but there are not enough facilities to handle the load. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, to save energy and valuable natural resources, Americans rallied to the cry of recycling. We do it at my house and also in my Senate office. But it seems that willingness to recycle needs to catch up with industry's ability to process materials like newsprint and glass. Only 8 facilities now exist in the U.S. to recycle newspaper. On top of that, so much used newsprint has been collected that its cost has dropped from $40 a ton to zip. Some cities even pay to have it hauled away. Ted, the grand dream of recycling shouldn't turn out this way. Instead of hype and hoorah, provide some incentives that will turn what's been collected into recycled goods. Or is your rhetoric only garbage? Off to the landfill with you.
Al, dry those crocodile tears. The recycling phenomenon is one of the great success stories of the environmental movement. Millions of Americans now understand its importance. They're separating their newspapers, bottles, cans, and plastic from other trash for local collection, or even taking the materials to recycling centers at significant cost in time and effort. Business is getting into the act. Workers who recycle at home are pressuring their companies to do it too. Naturally, any successful new industry has growing pains. Some types of recycled materials are flooding the market and driving prices down. But the mismatch between too much supply and too little demand has a silver lining. The low cost of some recycled materials will stimulate new uses for the materials and generate even larger long-run demand for recycled products. Government incentives can help, Al, but you give too little credit to the environmental movement and private enterprise for their worthwhile accomplishments so far. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Census Bureau's shocking undercount in the 1990 census. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.